Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
This is Erin with Quality Design Construction. We received a application for a business loan from you guys, and I'm wanting to find out some information on this. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you read off that 16-digit reservation code?
Right. It's 2311 0301-0025-0564.
Okay, perfect. And then is this for Quality Design Construction, like you said?
Yes.
Okay, and can I get your name?
Erin,
okay. Is it E-R-I-N?
Yes.
Okay, good. And can I get a phone number just in case our phone gets disconnected? I can call you right back. Where you call? What number are you calling from?
Okay, it's 501-391-2257.
Okay, did you say 501?
Yes.
Okay, good. 501-391-2257. Okay, let me just verify a little bit of info real quick, and then I'll answer whatever questions you might have. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. How are you guys structured as a company? Are you a sole prop, an LLC,
S-Corp.
S-Corp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you guys still at 1182 Lolly Road in Conway, Arizona, or Arkansas?
Arkansas, yes.
Yeah, okay. And, okay, yeah. Tell me a little about what you're looking for, Erin, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I had some questions about, like, the interest rate on this. How does that work?
Sure. Well, I get it. Tell me, how much are you looking for first?
Well, we're not sure, like, right now. I don't even know if we're going to go this route, but we just were considering this if we ever do need a business loan, and we may soon, just a temporary loan. I mean, how long do y'all set these up for?
Okay, so how it works, they're definitely more of the short-term loans for businesses that just need some cash flow, or a lot of times, depending on the situation, I've helped businesses out that need it for payroll, inventory, or like a bridge loan of sorts to buy materials for a project that's upcoming. But the terms are anywhere from 3 to 36 months. But, you know, to be upfront with you, if you're a first-time borrower, it's probably going to be anywhere between 9 to 16 months.
Well, that's fine. My second question was, are there early payoff fees or anything? So.
There is not. We don't, for any of our programs, we don't have any type of early payoffs. To kind of get you, like, an idea of what you're eligible for, what did you guys do in sales last year?
I'm not sure right offhand. I'd have to check with our CPA and get all the numbers on that. So, let me look. Hang on just a second. Let me see if I've got something recent that she sent me. And it will actually probably be the business owner that would call you back and set all this up. He just wanted me to go ahead and call and try to get some information to find out, you know, what interest rates usually run on these. And
I want to give you an estimate here. So if you can let me know what you guys did in sales, like a guesstimate, I can kind of break that down for you.
Give me just a moment.
No problem.
Let me pull up our financial statement from, you said for last year?
Yeah, for last year. Is it just one owner of the business, or is it like multiple owners?
Just one owner.
Okay. And what's his name?
Mark Ladd, L-A-D-D.
Mark. You said L-A-D-D?
Yes.
Okay. And he's 100%?
Yes.
Okay. How long you guys been in business for?
2001.
Okay, good. You guys are about 15 years. Okay. Now, what would you guys be using the money for exactly? Is it for
for payroll and materials.
Okay, for payroll and materials. And did he have an idea of how much, like, you guys were looking for approximately?
He didn't tell me. Didn't give me an amount on it when he called me a while ago. This came in the mail yesterday, and he looked at it normally. how
he looked
long
at it and he told you to call. Like, look, here it is.
Just find out about that.
See if this is legit.
Yeah, <right? laughs> pretty much.
It sounds too good to be true. Yeah, I know. I understand.
Let's see. We've had a line of credit before through our bank,
mm-hmm.
and you know, he just wanted to kind of compare interest rates and stuff like that to before he decided what he wanted to do.
So, does he currently have a line of credit right now with his bank?
I don't think that the line of credit is still open.
Okay. The only reason why I'm asking is because a lot of times business owners, they'll use all their line of credit, or if they have a line of credit, the bank will call on it and make them pay it off. So with us, we don't do that. And we're not a line of credit, but what we are is we give you a certain amount, and then you just have to pay us. You know the payback, right? So if I tell you, if you borrowed, I don't know, X amount of dollars, you know that there's going to be an exact amount of what you're paying back. There is no guessing. Mm-hmm. There is no minimum payment of interest only. It's a complete payback.
This is kind of our time of the year, every year, that it kind of gets a little slow and for a couple of minutes, and then by the end of the summer, we're caught back up and have everything paid off, and we're good until the next summer.
No, I get it. Yeah, you guys just need to get through some slow times right now. And what's cool is that we do have, you know, the programs that are, you can borrow for 3 to 6 months, and obviously it's a better payback because you're not keeping the money for as long. And we don't have any penalties, right? So if you pay it off early, there's no issues. In fact, there might even be a little discount for paying it off early.
Okay. And so what do you guys do? You guys just take the application and then determine based on that the amount that...
Right. So, but the amount that you can get exactly is based off your sales. So, I mean, how's his credit? Do you know if his credit's good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good.
It's good. Okay. So he's going to qualify for our best programs if it's good. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, as far as the amount, I'm able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, I mean, did you find out that number of what you guys were doing?
I'm looking for it right now. I'm looking through his email because I know the CPA sends a lot of stuff through his email.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what I can find here.
No worries. Do you know if, how soon he would be looking to bring something like this on?
Probably within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, and because we know our billing is like on the 20th of the month that we bill our general contractors, and we don't get paid for like 30 to 60 days, so.
Got it, okay. And does he have any current loans out right now?
We do. I mean, it's for like our building and some of the company vehicles and equipment, so.
Okay, but no like working capital loans, like what we're talking about?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Nothing, right. Right. He could tell you all of a sudden, like, oh yeah, we got this, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that there's nothing recent, so. Everything that we have, I believe, is secured. It's all for equipment or vehicles and stuff.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Yeah,
I think
and
we have a couple of leases on some equipment as well.
Okay. Yeah, with our loans, it's unsecured. Okay, so we don't hold anything as collateral, which is why we're a little bit more expensive than your traditional bank, because we're not gonna hold anything, you know, on you. It's a higher risk for us. We give you cash, and we hope you pay us back. So,
right,
you know, it's a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank.
Okay, hang on. Let me start. I searched for the year end stuff.
Have you guys done 2015 taxes?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But I don't
you
handle
don't
any of that. Our CPA handles all of that.
Sure. I understand.
Send her whatever she requests.
I understand.
Let me see. I found a balance sheet. Let me see what I've got on here.
That could help.
the year-end balance sheet for 2015. It looks like, well, I'm not sure what number you're going to need off of here.
Your sales. What'd you guys do in sales, your gross annual sales? Before, yeah.
Accounts receivable. Total current liabilities, long-term liabilities. Well, it doesn't say anything about sales on here.
Does there, of how much you guys made?
On here's a financial statement. Let's see what's on there. Sales. Year to date at the end of December of last year was $1,231,501.06.
Perfect. So I can get you anywhere from 120 to 160,000. Okay. Now, he doesn't have to take all that, but this is just kind of an idea of what he's approved for. I know it says he's pre-approved for up to 250, but based on his sales, to give him a more accurate answer, I can get him anywhere between 120 to 160,000. And then he can take whatever he'd like and use that. You don't have to take, obviously, the full amount, but whatever amount you guys would like to use, I can then get you terms and numbers for those specific amounts.
Okay. And I don't think it would be anywhere near that. I'm thinking more like 30,000 maybe.
Yeah. No problem. I just wanted to, let him know and let you know so that way in the future you guys have you guys do construction, right?
We do more commercial cabinets and trim and stuff like that. So.
Okay, commercial cabinets. So if you guys ever need to buy materials, where you get a better deal if you buy it in bulk, or your margins are too high and you need to buy more, you just know that in the back of your head, you know what? I remember that Jeremiah guy. I can definitely get some money from him, so we can get some more materials. So just keep that in mind of how much you're able to get. 30,000 won't be a problem.
I don't know if you guys before, if we ever needed another loan, is it easier process, since we've had one with y'all before?
Absolutely. And we're a relationship-based bank. So if you come back, you get a better deal. And then we give you a better rate. We give you better terms. Just because we know you're going to pay us back, right? So once we see that, the first loan is good. It went smooth. There's no late payments, no issues. We're just going to be throwing money at you guys.
Right.
Right?
I don't know that I want to tell him that. We'll keep that between me and you.
Yeah, some people get addicted to it. That's for sure.
No. Oh, so,
but what I can do is I can... I can send an email, kind of with what I would need to get you an approval. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, what's an email for me to send to you?
It's Erin, Erin, mm-hmm. .qdc @gmail.com. And you can also send it to his as well if you want to carbon copy him on it.
Sure, what is that?
It's Ladd, LADD, Mark, @sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net. So for yours, I got erin.qdc@gmail.com.
Yes.
Is that right? And then for his, I got laddmark@sbcglobal.net.
That's it.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, I'll send over the application and what we need. It's a very simple process. So if he does want to go forward with it, it's a short one-page app. I need 6 months of bank statements and then the most recent tax return. And that's all the documents I would need to get an approval. Once I get you guys the approval, The second step would be you just let me know the amount you would want, and then we work on the term as far as like the payback, how long, the amount being paid back. Once we come to an agreement, we send you out the documents, and then we can get you funded.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a very simple process. It'd probably take like 4 or 5 days to get you funded from the time we get you
Okay.
the approval.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so I'll send that over. Give me about like 10, 15 minutes. It's pretty busy over here. When's a good time for me to follow up with you, Aaron?
Probably maybe Friday.
Okay. I
I
can do
should know
that.
something about it.
Perfect. And what's a good number for me to call you on?
501-391-2257.
2257. Is that a direct line to you, or is it just the business line and just ask for you?
This one, I'm the one that answers the phone usually, so.
Okay. All right, Aaron. Well, I appreciate the call. Is there any other questions you have that I could help with?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay. Yeah, if there's any other questions, I'll shoot you an email. You can either respond to me or ask me any questions through email. And if Mark has a question, he can always ask.
Okay.
As far as rate goes, just let them know it starts off at 10 cents on the dollar and goes up from there. Okay. But make sure you reiterate to them that it is unsecured and it's a very simple process. Okay.
I'll go over this again and let you know.
All right, Aaron, I appreciate your time. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to reach out. Oh, do you want to take down my direct line in case you guys do need to call me back? Okay.
You said your name was Jeremiah, right?
Correct.
Right.
So it's
Okay, what's your number?
858 909 8867.
I'm sorry, 88 what?
67.
67, okay. Is there an extension number?
Nope, that's a direct line to me directly.
Okay. Well, if we have any more questions on it, then we'll give you a call back and I'll be looking for your email.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in, Aaron.
Thank you.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Bye.